church somewhere.
It was in East Tennessee.
And they called on her to pray. She raised the Methodist all her life. But this was a different Methodist church.
Yeah. Well, see, I was raised in the Methodist church, but people, I never had been called on to pray out loud in church before. And this was a little Methodist church is way up in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Now this was up way up.
Yeah, we went to one day, but nobody asked me, because I never did. I'm not no good
at praying. Well, I'm not either. I didn't know what to say. And I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know any of the songs, and I've been in the Methodist church all my life. I never heard any songs they were singing. I didn't know what they were doing.
We was in North Carolina one day, and Eileen says, let's go to church this morning. We was at one of these tourist places, like, and looking. Well, we really had been down in a cave, and big old Indian cave or something. Anyway, but we got our watches messed up, and we lost our time, and we was an hour late. And so she said, she asked one of the ladies something about this was a church, right? I said, yes, there's a Baptist church right down the road there, Methodist one, I don't know which. And he said, let's go to church. So, well, that was, by our clock, we had plenty of time. So we pulled out, we got in just in time for him to say amen. Because we got our time mixed up, Eastern time.
Eastern and Central time. Yeah.
The nicest old couple I believe I ever saw. It just seemed like they were so friendly, knowing he wanted us to go home with him to eat dinner. No, he just insisted, and I believe he meant it. But we didn't. We didn't go with him. His mother, his wife was old Mountain Hoosier woman too. Of course, they was dressed nice, all right, in country clothes. They wasn't dressed, like a big preacher or something. Though. It was clean and dressed in church clothes, might say. And they wanted us to go home with them, and they meant it too. And I bet they would enjoy it, because he was a talker. He probably talked much as I do. And I'd have liked to talk to him a good while, because that was in a different country. North Carolina.
North Carolina, yeah.
They farmed there, but they farmed different than what we do here. Yeah. So
that's close to where I was, because, see, I was in that part of Tennessee, right where Tennessee and North Carolina and Virginia come together.
Yeah.
And that's where this was, But they were real friendly.
We went in there, and it was big on the inside. About 25 acres on the inside. And there was a big pool on the inside, and they had these rainbow bass in there.
Oh, yeah. Pretty small.
And they had water. We walked all over the cave, and then down on one end, they had that water. On one end, and they put us in these little old bitty electric boats that just went real slow. Mm-hmm. And they had fiber bottoms, and you could see through the bottom of the boat, and you could see those fish through the bottom. And they got us out in there. It was cool down there, awful cool. And they'd feed those fish, and they'd come out, and you could see them, man, they'd be some that long, and rainbow bass, and of course, all sizes. But you could see the length of them through that fiberglass bottom on them boats. And we'd just go real slow, and we'd make that tour, and then when we made the tour, we was through, and then we walked back, entering back down. I really enjoyed it, because I never will forget the trip. There's a whole bunch of it, probably 25, 30 altogether. Well, I think you're taking about three boats.
Tell us how you invited people, families home for dinner and to church. How people out here did.
Well, here in New Bethel, that's Eileen's daddy. He was the best of us. He'd invite everybody home with him dinner. And of course, they'd always someone go home with someone for dinner, from church.
Church.
But nowadays, they don't. Mm-hmm. They don't nobody ever go home with nobody for dinner. I don't know, lots of times they don't even want to talk too much after they get out of church. They just, they got their mind and in a hurry. You ever see a people that's in a hurry all the time and don't ever go nowhere? That's all of us.
I guess we are getting like that, aren't we?
Yeah, we all get that way. We're always in a hurry, never do get nowhere. Everybody's in a rush.
Well, now we wouldn't, if they invited a lot of people home for dinner like that, what was the kitchen like?